It's so hot, my glass thermometer has its own AC, and it's not sharing.
But it's so hot, I'm making my own gravy.
Hey, it's so hot, the stray cats are shucking their fur coats.
It's so hot, the egg fried before it hit the pavement.
It's so hot, I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona to cool off.
It's so hot that the temperature gauge on my truck is displaying a cactus.
And guess what? It's still that hot. We started the show by taking your calls to complete the sentence. It's so hot that there were some samples from earlier this morning. And that's how we'll end, too, today. Call in 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. As we mentioned, this just isn't just a heat wave. It has major policy implications. We heard from Gridlock Sam about how Jay Walder did a good job keeping the air conditioning on in the subways as head of the MTA. We heard from Kaz Holloway, New York City's Department of Environmental Preservation Commissioner, that while some beaches are still open today because of that sewage spill from a fire at the North River Treatment Plant, many beaches in Brooklyn and Staten Island, many waterways in the New York City area are closed. You're not supposed to go boating even in many of the places. Coney Island Beach open, by the way. Orchard Beach open. Some historical perspective. The July 22nd record in New York City is 101 degrees, set back in 1957. I have 97 on weather.com right now, 100 degrees in Newark. The typical high temperature for this date is 85. We have some information on our website about how to beat the heat. This is the serious part. We're having fun with how hot is it, but seniors especially drink plenty of water or diluted fruit juices, avoid caffeine and alcohol, avoid the midday heat, complete your errands during the cooler morning or evening hours. We have a link to information about cooling centers around the city on our website. We have a number of things on our site that could help you with this. Tips for seniors, heat tips, cooling centers and where to find them. You can also call 311 for this stuff if you're in New York City. Power tips from Con Ed, how to report a blackout, handling power outage, tips for pets as well. I know many of you are concerned about your pets. Symptoms of overheating in pets include excessive panting or difficulty breathing, increased heart and respiratory rate, drooling, mild weakness, stupor. I know some of your pets are in stupor all the time, or even collapse. But animals with flat faces, like pugs and Persian cats, are more susceptible to heat stroke, I'm told, since they cannot pant as effectively. So never leave your animals alone in a parked vehicle. You probably don't need to be told that at this point. Giving your dog a lightweight summer haircut helps prevent overheating. Shave down to a 1-inch length, but never to the skin, so your dog still has some protection from the sun, we are told from the ASPCA. Make sure your air conditioning filters are clean. And there's a lot of other tips that you can get on these sites that we've linked to on our webpage. So that's the serious stuff. Go to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. If you're in New York City and need other direct help, call 311 for information. Obviously, anybody's in an emergency situation, if you are, should call 911 wherever you are. But now we get to the question, how hot is it? And some of the text messages we've been collecting all morning, it's so hot that I'm heading to Florida for the weekend to cool off, says Mike in New Jersey. It's so hot, I'm cleaning the bathroom sans rubber gloves. Yuck, Louise in Brooklyn. It's so hot, my water evaporated before I could drink it. It's so hot, Yoga Journal has granted Bikram certification to all yoga instructors. Ha. It's so hot, I'm going to the subway to cool off. You can actually do that if you get in a subway car. But Brian in Montreal, how hot is it in Canada?
It's so hot, my bollocks are stuck to my thighs.
Thank you. Mary Lou in Camarillo, California, how hot is it on the left coast?
Not at all. Everybody's putting on sweaters.
Really? What's the actual temperature there?
Well, the high today should be about 74, I think, and everybody's whining that at the beaches it's too cool.
This is when talk show hosts say, get off my phone.
Thanks.
Thank you. Larry in Oceanside, how hot is it?
It's so hot that the debt ceiling is rising on its own.
Ooh, good one. Paul in Rockaway, how hot is it?
It's so hot that I have two ice packs on my PlayStation, so it does not overheat.
Lewis in Rutherford, how hot is it on your PlayStation?
Brian, I miss Palm Springs. I just left and it was upwards to 117, and I miss that dry heat.
It's 117, and you miss it, because we have the humature, the heat and humidity combination, formerly known as humature, now they call it the heat index, which, let's see, it is, well, I have Newark up on my weather.com. Currently in Newark, folks, it's 100 degrees, and with the heat index, that is adding in the effects of the humidity, it feels like 112. So I have a feeling that many of you, like Lewis, would prefer to be in Palm Springs, maybe for many reasons, but would choose that 117-degree dry heat over the 100%, the 100 degrees and the high humidity. Anthony in Madison, how hot is it?
It's so hot, landscaping should be a felony.
Paul in Brooklyn, originally from Texas, how hot is it?
Well, it's so hot, I should have stayed home in Houston instead of coming to New York for the weekend.
Thank you. Mark in Manhattan, how hot is it?
It's so hot I saw a fire hydrant waving at a dog for relief.
And it's so hot that I heard two trees were competing for the nearest dog.
Aha.
Aha. Mark, thank you very much. By the way, Paul, with the PlayStation, we would love you to tweet us a picture of the ice packs on your PlayStation. We would definitely retweet that and put it on our site if you can actually show us. Because what the heck? I mean, if you're not working today, I guess you might as well stay home, turn up the AC to no more than 78 degrees so you don't cause power outage, to no less than. But yeah, stay home and play PlayStation and put the ice packs on. And if you've actually done that, then take a photo of it and tweet it at Brian Lehrer. Aminata in Brooklyn, how hot is it?
It's so hot you can fry eggs on the sidewalk.
And that's the first how hot is it joke ever in the history of humanity, isn't it? You can fry eggs on the sidewalk. John parked at Liberty Airport. How hot is it?
103, according to my black car with black interior.
Thank you. Mike in Ridgefield, how hot is it?
It is so hot, I just watched a chicken lay a hard-boiled egg.
212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. How hot is it, Dawn in Yonkers?
It is so hot that when I attempted to call, my car temperature gauge read 100, now it reads 101 on the outside.
Mike in Tom's River, how hot is it?
It's so hot, Congress and the President will stay in their meetings, become moral, forget about being reelected, and forge a compromise.
That's hot. I think it's so hot you've gone off the deep end. Jorge in Manhattan, how hot is it?
Well, it is so hot that Sarah Palin is inviting all liberals in New York City to come to Alaska and meet Michelle Bachmann.
All right. Then maybe they would go to Alaska for that today. More from our texts. It's so hot, my cow gave spoiled milk. It's so hot, even Chuck Norris is said to have broken a sweat. Ha. It's so hot that I can use my hot glue gun without plugging it in. I already read that one. It's so hot, even New Yorkers can't come up with a good liner. That's hot. Mark on the Upper West Side, how hot is it?
It's so hot, this is the closest I've come to being back in my mother's womb.
Janet, on the North Shore of Long Island, how hot is it?
It is so hot, the two layers of my nail polish are literally melting off my fingers.
Oh, you think that's bad? Well, somebody texted us, it's so hot, my pools of sweat have turned into oceans, and I'm tempted to go swimming in it. Peter in Coram, how hot is it?
It's so hot, they should send the servicemen working outside home.
Jan in Brooklyn, how hot is it?
It's so hot that my face is burning
and I have to pour water on it.
Jennifer in Rockaway Beach, how hot is it?
It's so hot that the hot peppers in my garden are sweating.
Thank you very much. And finally, and since no one could probably top this one, sent to us via Twitter, it's so hot, Anthony Weiner went back to Congress for the cold shoulder. Stay as cool as you can, everybody. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.